There's a lot of nonprofit organizations out there.
Not like the H-Train Show.
I don't care if he sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funny as
fuck. H-Train Show has to be my favorite show
You're
of
listening
all time.
To the H-Train Show.
We're in the business to make dreams come true.
Thank you
to all the vets out there.
The H-Train Show.
I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
All right, everybody, welcome. It's another edition of the H Train Show, broadcasting from the Railhead Studios here in colorful Colorado. We here have one mission, and that is to show that there are more programs beyond the VA. My name's H Train, and thanks for riding with us today. Remember, before we get started, you can follow along or join in the conversation by going simply to mbradio.us. That is MikeBravoRadio.us, or you can hit us up on the Total Talk and Text line at 903-600-MBR, or depending on the device that you're using today to listen to us, 0627. All right, so for those who have no knowledge of how this show goes, we investigate every nonprofit that we endorse on this program so that you can, not only as a community, but you know that giving your money to a nonprofit, 97% at least of it is going to a veteran and not admin cost or something silly about that. Our producer, Christine White, she works very hard on this. She spends about a month or 3 weeks to a month on these nonprofits before we have them on. So keep that in mind. When we endorse it, that means they're really, really good. If you want to listen to us on their phone app, you can type in MBR Military. Our own app shows up in the app and the Play Store. We can also be found on Simple Radio and TuneIn, but you have to write in Military Brotherhood Radio for that to come up. Just look for the logo. Today's show will be live, and we have a little bit of a change. So today's show will be live, and usually this show will rerun the following Friday, but that's not how it's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. We're going to do our show today, and then Friday, me and another individual, Danielle Smith, she is going to be my co-host because we both have brain injuries, and we are going to go to the BAC, the Brain Injury Association of Colorado, where they specialize in brain injuries, and we're going to talk. We're going to talk about our brain injuries and the adaptations that we've had to do. Why? Because it is Brain Injury Awareness Month. And what better way to find out about brain injury than listen to two cuckoos talking, right? Plus, we got TBI, so you guys can laugh at me, myself, and TBI. So, with that being said, then Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IRN, Internet Radio Network, broadcast.com, you can listen to both of the shows, today's show and then Friday's show. It will be reran and played on Sunday. That's how we're doing. So a double dose for you, rerun on Sunday. Here's the rerun of the show, and we'll get started with some breaking news. Today's show is going to be brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Our interview of the week is brought to you by none other than Let Us Organize You Colorado. Today's interview will be Robert Wake of Wake Foundation. So that will be great. And then the tribute to the troops is the one is John McCain. And, you know, yes, he was the president to elect, didn't make it, but one of them is him, and then the other one is a Kokomo, Indiana resident that just lost his life recently. So this is not only a tribute for his family, but this is a tribute for the life and the sacrifices that he made for our veterans and men and women in uniform all over the world. And he's still doing it today. So I hope his family finds the tribute that we give him good. So, and his family, thank you for your service and your sacrifice as well. All right, so here we go. So, breaking news in Dallas, Texas. Evidently, there's a guy that decided to do an O.J. Simpson and go all over the place. And the suspect ran into the Dallas, Texas VA. So they have evaluated. When I get news reports on the hour talking about what's going on, I'll brief you. So whatever you do, stay tuned and keep it on this channel. So with that being said, hopefully everybody's had a great week. I did the remote Saturday, the Bass Pro Shop here in Denver, Colorado, and I had a number of people come up and ask about MBR, and they asked, hey, are you a vet? Thanks, for what you're doing. And I had a lot of people come out. We gave them stickers. But I tell you what, if you haven't seen the video is on Military Brotherhood Radio's Facebook page. Oh my gosh, it's like the dog Olympics. It's incredible. My dog's a service dog, and I don't even think that I can train him to do what he did. So if you have some time, check into that and watch it. It's unbelievable. I can't say any more than that. So, man. Is it just me, or was the weekend not long enough? Well, I tell you what, it was a good weekend. We saw many movies come out. The one movie that came out, I'm trying to think of the name. I watched it. It's not too bad. I definitely wouldn't buy a DVD, but It was okay. Gosh, I'm trying to think which movie it is. You know what? I'm going to think about which movie it is, and we're going to go on a music break. And when we come back from that music break, we're going to talk to Robert Wake of Wake Foundation. We're going to find out what he's doing for our veterans today and what he is continuing to do for our veterans. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You don't want to miss this, everybody. Once again, you're listening to the H-Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. Radio with a reason.
Is what I should have said. I should be in bed, but temptations of trouble on my tongue, troubles yet to come.
One sip,
bad for me.
One hit,
bad for me.
One kiss,
bad for me. But I give in so easily, and no thank you is how it should have gone. I should stay strong. thank you. They call me after dark. I don't want no part. My habits, they hold me like a grudge. I promise I won't budge.
One sip,
bad for me.
One hit,
bad for me.
One kiss,
bad for me. But I give in so easily. And no thank you is how it should have gone. I should stay strong. But I'm weak, and what's wrong? For me.
One hit,
bad for me.
One kiss,
bad for me. But I give in so easily. And no thank you is how it should have gone. I should stay strong.
So gonna get to clapping. Clap. Go pop it for a plan. Pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Nope. Lobster tail for dinner. Julio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want,
just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby, you deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on us. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire.
Puerto Rico, say the word and we go. You can be my flica, girl, I'll be a flico mamacita.
I would never make a promise that I can't keep.
I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris, everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror, now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us,
say it's us.
And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want,
just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby, you deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on us.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Sex by the fire. Silk sheets and diamonds, all white.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
You say you want a good time, but here I am, baby. Here I am, baby.
Talk to me,
tell me.
What's on your mind?
If you want it, girl.
business. You're listening to the Ace Train Show.
Sponsored by Let Me Organize You Colorado, creating new spaces. Veteran owned and operated, call us for discounts and details. 720-481-4540.
All right, everybody, we are back. And once again, you're listening to the Ace Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio, Radio with a Reason. Today on the line, we have Robert Wake of Wake Foundation. Robert, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. This is going to be exciting to talk to you about this stuff.
Well, it's so good to be on the H Train Show tonight.
Awesome. So, you know what? Let's kick this show off with a bang and tell us exactly a little bit about yourself and what inspired you to do this foundation. I will tell you that I usually don't go to the website just so that I'm like the listeners. They know, I get to know at the same time. I think that that's the best way. But I will tell you, I love your logo on your website. That is super cool.
Well, appreciate it. I was in the military, and I was deployed to Iraq in 2003 at the beginning of the war. And in 2004,
hey Robert,
I was wounded in combat.
Robert, where are you right now? Because you're breaking up pretty bad.
Okay, I am in Missouri, and hopefully you can hear me.
I think we might have lost him.
Hello?
There we go. Yeah, we're just having a tough time. You're breaking up pretty bad.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay. As I was saying a while ago, I served in Iraq, and I was deployed in 2003, and I was wounded in combat in 2004. I was awarded the Purple Heart in Baghdad, Iraq, in 2004, and I was in the hospital for over 13 months. And after being in the hospital, eventually I retired out because of my injuries. And I traveled for the governor of the state of Missouri for 2 years under the Warrior Program. And I went throughout the state of Missouri, and I seen what was going on with our veterans. And I got to know the veteran community and seeing all the things that was happening and the things that wasn't happening. And then after that, I traveled under the lieutenant governor's umbrella and doing the same thing. So I got to know the veteran community. And you know, I've done a lot of things. Like when I was wounded, I went to Aspen, Colorado with the Winter Sports Clinic. I went to San Diego with the Summer Sports Clinic. And there was a lot of things as a wounded veteran that I did and I got to do. And so after doing all of that, I didn't realize that a lot of veterans needed funding to be able to go to these functions. And so going through all that I experienced, in 2009, we formed the Wake Foundation, which is named after me, and we began to support veterans all over the United States, and we started doing different functions with them and paying for their ways to go to these different venues and letting them know that there is life after their injuries and even life after war. And we begin to do this not realizing that the foundation was going to become so large. And now we reach veterans all over the United States, and I love it. We are 100% nonprofit. Nobody gets the paycheck in my foundation. And we are constantly doing things. We have venues throughout the entire year that support our veteran community and show them that people care about them, all the way from homeless stand downs to, you know, different events that helps our veterans, that even our amputees and are injured and those that are paralyzed, to show them that their life matters. And so we have done this. We do everything, including we even do what we call Valentine Veterans Concerts, and we bring in, like we just did one with Tracy Lawrence, who is a big country singer, and we brought in 6,000 veterans and their families.
Wow.
And gave them a free concert. And this just happened. You could see it on our Facebook. You could see it on our website.
Yeah.
And,
how about you give us our, because we're kind of running short. How about you give us your website so that we get that? Because that's one of the questions I was going to ask you as well.
Okay. You can go to Robert or WakeFoundation.org. WakeFoundation.org. And then you go also to our Facebook page, which is our Wake Foundation Facebook page, and go in there and check us out. And there's just so many things that we're doing and so many different venues that we're doing. And we just love to help our veterans and take care of them. And it takes a lot of money, but we have a lot of sponsors and a lot of people that believe in us. But anyway, that is just a man who has been injured myself and been there. I just want to give back and make a difference in our veterans' lives.
Awesome.
Well, I tell you what, you can't hear, but I just gave you the Chris Farley awesome button. Robert, you know, you was talking about, you know, what inspired the history. You gave your website. Can you please tell me, is there like classifications to where, I don't know, classification, maybe requirements, who do you guys help? Do you only help Purple Heart recipients, or do you help any wounded warrior that was injured?
It doesn't matter if they are a veteran, period. We help all veterans, not just wounded veterans, not just disabled veterans, but we reach out to the entire community. No, if they served, then they, you know, they're eligible. If they served, then it doesn't matter. You know, that's all that matters. And it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter if they served if they never went overseas, if they served this country. We support all veterans, no matter who they are.
That's super. I love it. I love it, Robert. Okay, well, we're running out of time, but before I let you go, this is what I call... Oh, I forgot to ask you, do you have any special events or fundraisers coming up that the listeners might be able to get behind you and help this wonderful organization?
We have got veterans with PTSD, veterans, wounded veterans, and we are doing a kayaking event in Mountain Home, Arkansas in May. And we have got veterans coming from different parts of the United States, and we kayak 4 different major rivers in that area for a 4-day weekend. And we're fixing to put something up on, I mean, we do have a donate button there where people can donate, but we make it to where these veterans, and including our amputees, be able to come. And there is rehabilitation in these kind of sporting events. And that is starting in May the 18th. And that is what our next event is.
Alrighty then.
All right. Well, Robert, that sounds awesome. I mean, I love it. I love the idea. Not only do I love the idea that you guys are helping wounded, but I love the idea that you guys are helping veterans that aren't wounded either, because I've read statistically that 85% of veterans in today's society, they don't get enrolled with VA because they're in the denial that they were injured. So this, I love. This is great. All right, my last question is not really a question. This is the time where I ask you, it's called Your Time to Shine. If there's a question that I didn't ask you, and that you want to make sure you get out so the listeners can know about it or anything, this is your time to shine. The next 2 minutes is the floor. You've got it. Is there anything else that you would like to say?
You know, I would just like to say, first of all, that it has been an honor to serve my country. And more than being an honor to serve, it is an honor to continue to serve our veterans and our military of all branches, wounded and non-wounded, all people that served. And we want to do what nobody else is doing. We want to help our veterans, and we want to show them that somebody out there cares about them. And we want to make things happen in their life, including people battling with PTSD and you know, from all genders and all race. And we just want them to know that we're here for them and for them alone, you know, as a nonprofit group, and strictly to make a difference in their life and let them know that even after serving, their service matters, their life matters, and that's what this foundation is all about. And we are going to continue to make a difference in these soldiers' lives as long as we can, all the way from Korea War to Vietnam War to the wars of today, even World War II veterans. And we just, if they go to our website, that more about us, they will know that we're true. We're true. And that we honestly want to do everything we can for the veteran community.
Outstanding. All right, everybody, that is Robert Wake, and he is the founder of Wake Foundation. You can go Google his name, go to Robert, or go to wakefoundation.org to find out more information. Robert, stay put. I'm going to talk to you on the other side. Just hold on a second. All right, everybody. Well, it is that time. It is the time where we get ready and we do the tribute to the troops. So whatever you do, do not go anywhere. Stay with us. Coming up.
To get close to you, could we burn something today? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Just love me. All you need to do is
just to get close to you. Could we burn something, babe? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain. That's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it fucks me so good and I can't get enough. Must be love on the brain. It keeps cursing my name. No matter what I do, I'm no good without you and I can't get enough. Must be love on the brain.
I haven't seen my ex since we broke up. Probably 'cause he didn't wanna grow up. Now I'm out and wearing something low cut. About to get attention from a grown up. 'Cause you hold me like a woman in a way I've never felt before. And it makes me wanna hold on. And it makes me wanna be.
Hi, this is Steve from Counting Crows.
Hi, this is Eric Clapton.
Hey, this is Sully from Godsmack.
Hello, this is Angus Young and
Brian Johnson of AC/DC.
Hi, this is Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Hi, I'm Tyson.
I'm Nick.
And we're the All-American Rejects.
Hey, this is Chris Robinson, the guy with the big nose from the Black Crows.
This is Azul from The Union, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
We'll be right back.
All right, and we are back. If you just joined us, we had a great interview, great talk with Robert Wake of Wake Foundation. That was awesome stuff. If you know a veteran that is injured and just kind of in denial, that's one good icebreaker to get them into. Maybe they can talk to them, because we all know somebody that has that issue. I have that issue sometimes. It's hard for a man sometimes to swallow his pride and say that he needs help or something is wrong. Just something to think about. Deep thoughts by H-Train. All right, well, this it is time for the big tribute to the troops thing. You know, in fact, we're just going to go ahead and hit it, the tribute to the troop intro.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
All right, real quick, I just wanted to say that this one is a little personal, because today's hero, he is from Kokomo, Indiana, and his family and loved ones, if they're listening right now or listening to the podcast, not only thank you for his service, but thank you for you guys' service as well, because of the sacrifices that you guys have made. It's priceless, and we are unable to pay that back. So it is John McCain and Mick Carter up next.
U.S. Representative, Yes, U.S. Representative John McCain. John McCain was born at the Coco Solo Naval Station in Panama on August 29, 1936. The son of an admiral, McCain enrolled in the Naval Academy and was dispatched to Vietnam, where he was tortured as a prisoner of war between 1967 and 1973. After his release, McCain served as a Republican congressman and senator from the state of Arizona. McCain lost the 2008 presidential election to Barack Obama. At 80 years old, he won his sixth term in the Senate in 2016. During his race, he frequently clashed with GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump, who won the general election that same year. John Sidney McCain III was born on August 29, 1936. The second of three children born to Naval Officer John S. McCain Jr. and his wife Roberta. At the time of John III's birth, the McCain family was stationed in the Panama Canal Zone under American control. Both McCain's father and paternal grandfather, John Sidney McCain Sr., were four-star admirals. John S. McCain Jr. rose to command all U.S. naval forces in the Pacific. Following the footsteps of his father and grandfather, McCain graduated, fifth from the bottom of his class, from the Naval Academy in Annapolis in 1958. He also graduated from flight school in 1960. With the outbreak of the Vietnam War, McCain volunteered for combat duty and began flying carrier-based attack planes on low-altitude bombing runs against the North Vietnamese. He escaped serious injury on July 29, 1967, when his A-4 Skyhawk plane was accidentally shot by a missile on board the USS Forrestal, causing explosions and fires that killed 134. On October 26, 1967, during his 23rd air mission, McCain's plane was shot down during a bombing run over the North Vietnamese capital of Hanoi. He broke both arms and one leg during the ensuing crash. McCain was moved to Hoi Loi Prison, nicknamed the Hanoi Hilton, on December 9, 1969. His captors soon learned he was the son of a high-ranking officer in the U.S. Navy and repeatedly offered him early release, but McCain refused, not wanting to violate the military code of conduct and knowing that the North Vietnamese would use his release as a powerful piece of propaganda. McCain eventually spent 5.5 years in various prison camps, 3.5 of those in solitary confinement. He was repeatedly beaten and tortured before he was finally released, along with the other American POWs, on March 14, 1973, less than 2 months after the Vietnam ceasefire went into effect. McCain earned the Silver Star, Bronze Star, Purple Heart, and Distinguished Flying Cross. Though McCain had lost most of his physical strength and flexibility, he was determined to continue serving as a naval aviator. After a painful 9 months of rehabilitation, he returned to flying duty, but it soon became clear that his injuries had permanently impaired his ability to advance in the Navy. McCain's introduction to politics came in 1976 when he was assigned as the Navy's liaison to the U.S. Senate. In 1981, after marrying his second wife, Cindy Hensley, McCain retired from the Navy and moved to Phoenix, Arizona. While working in public relations with his father-in-law's beer distribution business, he began establishing connections in politics. McCain was first elected to political office on November 2, 1982, easily winning a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives after his well-known war record helped overcome doubts about his carpetbagging status. He was re-elected in 1984. Having adapting well to the largely conservative politics of his home state, McCain was a loyal supporter of the Reagan administration and found his place among other new right or conservative politicians. In 1986, after the retirement of longtime Arizona Senator and prominent Republican Barry Goldwater, McCain won election to the U.S. Senate. Both in the House and the Senate, McCain earned a reputation as a conservative politician who was not afraid to question the ruling Republican orthodoxy. In 1983, for example, he called for withdrawal of the U.S. Marines from Lebanon and publicly criticized the administration's handling of the Iran-Contra affair. From 1987 to 1989, McCain underwent a federal investigation as a member of the Keating Five, a group of senators who were accused of improperly intervening with federal regulators on behalf of Charles H. Keating, Jr., a bank chairman whose Lincoln Savings and Loan Association eventually became one of the biggest savings and loans disasters of the late 1980s. He was eventually cleared of the charges, although investigators declared that he had exercised poor judgment by meeting with the regulators. And then in recent years, at the Republican National Convention in 2012, McCain showed his support for Republican candidates Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan. McCain made a speech at the event, in it emphasizing a need for change in American foreign policy and new military action in the Middle East, specifically Syria and Iran. He began his narrative by noting the outcome of the 2008 election. "I had hopes once of addressing you under different circumstances, but our fellow Americans had another plan 4 years ago, and I accept their decision," McCain said at the convention. "When we nominate Mitt Romney, we do so with a greater purpose than winning an advantage for our party. We charge him with the care of a higher cause. His election represents our best hopes for our country and the world." During the historic presidential race, 2016 presidential race, McCain found himself at odds with Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. In response to McCain's criticism that Trump fired up the crazies in the Republican Party, Trump mocked McCain's military service on the campaign trail. "He was a war hero because he was captured," Trump said about McCain being held as a prisoner of war. "I like people who weren't captured." Despite the verbal jab from Trump and ongoing acrimony, McCain endorsed him for president, only to withdraw his endorsement after the Washington Post released a 2005 recording in which Trump lewdly described kissing and groping women. "I have wanted to support the candidate our party nominated," McCain said in a statement. "He was not my choice, but as a past nominee, I thought it important. I respect the fact that Donald Trump won a majority of the delegates by the rules our party set. I thought I owed his supporters that deference. But Donald Trump's behavior this week, including with the disclosure of his demeaning comments about women and his boasts about sexual assaults, make it impossible to continue to offer even conditional support for his candidacy." Trump went on to win the presidential election on November 8, 2016, while McCain was reelected for his sixth term, representing Arizona in the U.S. Senate. McCain married Carol Shep, a model originally from Philadelphia, on July 3, 1965. He adopted her two young children from a previous marriage, Doug and Andy Shep, and in 1966 they had a daughter together, Sydney. The couple divorced in 1980. McCain met Cindy Lou Hensley, a teacher from Phoenix and daughter of prosperous Arizona beer distributor, while she was on vacation in 1979 with her parents in Hawaii. McCain was still married at the time, but separated from his first wife. John and Cindy were married in Phoenix, Arizona on May 17, 1980. They have four children, Megan, John the Fourth, James, and Bridget. So today's first tribute to the troop was Senator John McCain. The second is a local hero in Indiana who just recently passed, and I was sent his obituary, so that's what we're going to use for today's second tribute to the troop, which was Donald P. McCarter, born August 21st, 1975, and died March 19th, 2017. Donald P. McCarter, 41, of McCordsville, passed away Sunday, March 19, 2017. He was born August 21, 1975, in Indianapolis. Don was a retired U.S. Army veteran, attaining the rank of Staff Sergeant. He served in both Iraq and Afghanistan. Don volunteered with the Wounded Warrior Project and enjoyed golfing. He is survived by his mother, Sue Farrell of Fortville, brother Jeff McCarter of Newcastle, sister Lisa England of Lebanon, grandmother Lenora Hayes of Greenfield, and nephew Jeremy England, several aunts, uncles, and cousins, and his service dog, Ari. Don was preceded in death by his father, Patrick H. McCarter, sister Angela McCarter, and grandfather Don Hayes. They held the celebration of life this evening, and instead of flowers, so we're going to put this out there, in lieu of flowers, the family requests that memorial contributions be made to the Wounded Warrior Project, P.O. Box 758-516, Topeka, Kansas, 66675. And then online condolences may still be shared at www.sealsfuneralhome.com, and that's S-E-A-L-S, Seals Funeral Home. And his mom shared this with the show, that he was in the United States Army for 11 years, served two tours in Iraq and a tour in Afghanistan. He received 100% medical discharge last April 30th and came back home to live. He had just recently bought a new house and truck in October and was going to start Bible college this fall. They are extremely proud of him. He did suffer with PTSD and head injuries. One thing that he wanted to do was start a family, but God had other plans. So today we salute Staff Sergeant Donald P. McCarter. Thank you for your service and your sacrifice. May you rest in peace, and we salute your family at this time.
All right, everybody, if you're just joining in now, you're listening to the Ace Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. Our main mission here at Military Brotherhood Radio is to educate everybody, our veterans, and the men and women in uniform about today's music and today's benefits. So, just so you know, that's what... with the reason, that's what that means. We're going to go on a real quick music break. And when we come back, it's time for the two-minute warning. We're going to preview who we're talking about Friday. And on top of that, we're going to be talking about what I learned. Stay with us. Don't go away.
But you say nothing. What is happening to me? wondering if I dodged a bullet or just lost the love of my life. Oh, baby, baby, I feel crazy up all night, and every day. Gave you something, but you just say nothing. What is happening?
I'm Sammy Gallen, I'm a NASCAR analyst for Mile High Sports AM 1340, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, everybody, we are back, and once again, if you missed it, we had a great conversation with Robert Wake about the Wake Foundation, and their tribute to the troops today was McCain and McCarter. You definitely want to check that out. If you missed it, the podcast will be published before 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but now, everybody, it is that time. We preview who we talk to Friday, and I get to tell you what I learned today. Maybe it's the same about you, but it is the two-minute warning. The two-minute warning is brought to you by...
5-5-4-4-3-3-2.
Common Ground Golf Course, a place for all and all the game teaches. All right, so the 2 minute warning that works. The file that I was trying to play, yeah, that didn't happen, but that's okay. Technology wasn't my friend Saturday either, but oh well. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the show. At any time, if you would like to suggest or you have a veteran that you would like to nominate for the tribute to the troops, they don't have to be dead or that died. But that's what we've been doing here lately. But if you have a veteran that you're thinking of and you want to draw something up for them, you can do so by emailing htrainshow@mbradio.us. That is mikebravoradio.us. And with that being said, it's what I learned today. Well, first of all, what I learned today was, I learned it through the week. I learned that it's incredibly easy for us as humans to forget or to look at things from the glass half empty instead of half full. We need to look around and be happy for what we was blessed with. That's one of the things that I've learned this week. My dog Cowboy, he's getting a little bit better. He's at least eating certain things. He still thinks he's a diva, but I've learned that sometimes just because you want it, sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. There, that's what I learned. Hit it. Okay, so that is what I learned. Preview of what's going to happen Friday here in Denver, Colorado. I believe it's 1325 South Boulevard. It's at the BEAC building that is Brain Injury Association, I believe Corporation. I don't know. Google it. We will be doing a remote there, so come on by, meet the H-Train, meet the co-host, my guest co-host, Danielle Smith's going to be there. We both have brain injuries, and we're going to talk about, you know, what we went through and how it affects our lives. And hopefully, we'll be graced with an interview from BIAC as well. So, hit it! All right, everybody, it is that time. I know that it has been a tough weekend. Back to work on today. And now you gotta face the music again and work all week long. But that's okay, because you're listening to the H-Train Show. Hopefully I put a smile on your face. We love you. We really appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget to tune in Friday. Have a great week, everybody. And whatever you do, stay safe. Thank you, everybody. The H-Train Show.